the Lord. Praise the living Jesus. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your mercies. Thank you, Lord, for your blessings in our lives. Thank you for making all things work together for our good. Thank you for your power that is producing victories in our spirits, souls, and bodies. Thank you for transforming our lives to look exactly the way you want it to look. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, for your peace and joy that prevails in our hearts. We thank you for doors you have opened unto us. We thank you, Lord, for correcting everything the enemy has damaged in our lives. Thank you for frustrating the agendas of the kingdoms of darkness and agents of darkness that were contrary to our lives. Be glorified forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for prayers we have prayed in this place that you have answered. We thank you for the prayers we are going to pray this morning that you will answer again. Thank you, Lord. We are here, Lord, because you remain faithful forever. We are here because your power cannot fail. We are here because you do signs and wonders to glorify your name in the earth. You do mighty miracles to show forth your greatness in the earth. I ask, O Lord, that right here today, let there be manifestations of miracles in every life in Jesus' name. Right here today, let everyone be touched by your mighty hand. Let everyone be blessed. Let every sick be healed in the name of Jesus. With your power, set the captives free. Set our spirits on fire. Set our souls on fire. Set our bodies on fire. Till there is no more room for darkness and their works. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, for we know you're going to do beyond our expectations and requests. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. This morning we are going to be looking at a topic that says your healing is now. That is the topic we will be looking at. It says your healing is now, not tomorrow, but now, not next week, but now. And let's look at John chapter 5. John chapter 5. I'm going to read from verse 5 to 8. And a certain man was there, which had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie, and he knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he said unto him, Wilt thou be made whole? Verse 7, John chapter 5. The impotent man answered him, Sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool. But while I am coming, another steppeth down before me. Jesus said unto him, Rise, take up thy bed, and walk. Praise the Lord. Yeah, you know the rest of this story. Verse 9 showed that the man was made whole. Indeed, he took his bed and walked. But verse 5 and verse 6 showed us that this man has been waiting beside this pool. Yeah. This man has been there waiting for years. Yeah, because it was known that an angel would come and trouble the pool, and whoever is the first that would step into the troubled water would be made whole of whatsoever disease the person has. So you will see that in verse 4. So the man has been staying close to this troubled, to this pool that at a certain season will be troubled by an angel. So who knows the kind of angel that is doing that. We don't know the origin of the pool. Bible did not tell us how the pool came into being. And we don't even know the kind of angel that is doing that, whether it's from God or not. But what we know is that only the first person. So let's say there are 500 sick people beside that pool. Only the first person that would step into the water when it has been troubled. Only that person will be healed. Yeah, so I don't know what kind of competitive situation is that. Yeah, so meaning that it's a battle of the fastest. Yeah, so I don't know what angel would give sick people competition. Yeah, or give people competition and say the fastest runner among the sick people to jump into the pool when it would be troubled would be healed. Yeah, well, since we don't know the kind of angel that is doing that, yeah, but here comes Jesus, the creator of the heavens and the earth, the creator of all flesh, the Almighty God, the one who will not ask sick people to compete among themselves before he will heal them. Yeah, the merciful one. Here comes Jesus, the answer to all problems. Yeah, and then Jesus noticed that man has been there for years, for 38 years, in that case, hopeless case, very hopeless situation. And then he walked closer to that man, he said, "Do you want to be healed?" And then because the man really have been in that situation for a long time, he started by explaining all the mystery he has gone through. He started by telling Jesus the impossibilities of his situation. How impossible is his case was. Yeah, he did not know the person that was asking him, "Will thou be made whole? Do you want to be healed?" He couldn't recognize the person asking him that question. So all he could say is, "And you know, sir, I've been here, and every time the water is troubled, somebody get there first before me, and the story has been like that." Yeah, so I perceive strongly in my spirit, there are people in this ministry who are just like this man. This paralytic man who have been down for 38 years. Yeah, I believe there are people in the church, in the body of Christ, who are just like that. always will respond with stories. Yeah. When Jesus is saying, "Do you want to be healed?" they are responding with stories of failures, stories of their hardships. But Jesus is saying, "Do you want to be healed?" And then you are saying, "I went to the hospital last week. I checked with my doctor again. He said that this case usually is caused by this, and then this case usually does not just go like that. And in fact, he said, I need to buy this other drug. I need to run this other test." Jesus is saying, "Do you want to be healed?" And then you are talking stories. This case has been happening to people in my family. This person suffered this, and then this is what happened to him. Another person suffered this. And then you just keep mentioning stories while Jesus is saying, "Do you want to be healed?" Simple question. Yeah, which the answer should be yes or no. But we keep beating about the bush, talking stories. Stories of failures. Stories of how you have waited for a long time and nothing happened. Stories of how you have prayed and nothing happened. Jesus won't want to hear yes or no. Yeah, so your healing is now. Your healing is now. We're going to be looking at some points before we go into prayers. 4 points. Point number one is God is ready when your faith is ready. God is ready when your faith is ready. According to Hebrews 11, verse 1 to 3, Hebrews 11, 1 to 3, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. Now faith is the substance. That is now. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. The evidence of things not seen. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good report. Verse 3, Hebrews 11. Through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. So that things which has seen were not made of things which do appear. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for. God is ready when your faith is ready. So the writer of these Hebrews presented faith as a living thing. He presented faith as a reality. The first reality before another reality follows. The writer presented faith as a reality that produces realities. So he said faith is a substance, is the substance of things hoped for. So it's the first thing you have before you have another thing. Or how do I say it? It comes first before miracles. Faith comes first before miracles. Or maybe I should say must come first. Before miracles, not miracles before faith, but faith before miracles. Yeah, so God is ready when your faith is ready. In that verse 3, the writer went further to say that by faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, and that the physical things that we see were not made by visible things. So he's saying that through faith, we are able to know the source of everything. Because everything came from the realm of faith. Everything that you see in existence as we speak, they came from the realm of faith. They did not exist without faith. So God spoke the whole world into existence by faith in himself. So God is a God of faith. So God believes in himself. He believes in his power. And then he opened his mouth and spoke things into manifestation. And then those things began to form. Everything you see now are products of faith. Yeah, everything God created. Everything God created are products of faith. So God, having faith in who he is, God, having faith in his own ability, opened his mouth and spoke everything into existence. He spoke everything into existence. So which means that the realm of faith comes first. The realm of faith comes first before miracles. The realm of faith comes first before miracles, before healings. I was talking to a sister some time ago, recently, it's not long. Yeah. And I was telling her what the Lord revealed to me about faith. I was telling her that the Lord told me that is the power to do miracles is always present. That the power or is power that produces miracles, healings, blessings, deliverance, victories, that power is always available here on earth. And then the Lord said that the problem with people is faith. Is not with him, is with their faith. Yeah, because the power that would answer their prayers is always present. And that power is very close to them. But the reason why their prayers are not being answered is their faith. The problem is their faith. Not, I mean, the problem is with them, not with him. Yeah, and the Lord was telling me that people are always looking for magical manifestations. Magical manifestations. Manifestations like magic. Yeah, that they don't know that their faith is very much needed for the manifestation of their miracles. They just want something to happen without them believing, without them having any faith. The miracles should just happen. So if after they have been prayed upon, they don't see any difference, you just feel like, oh, maybe this man of God does not have the anointing. Or maybe God is not ready to do it. Yeah, so I was talking to that sister that every time you have faith, the power of God is working. Yeah, that it might not complete the work very fast, instantly, like some people will just be healed immediately. They demonstrate their faith. Yeah, so whether the healing happened instantly or not, does not nullify the fact that God's power is working the moment we express faith, the moment we demonstrate faith. I don't know if you're getting my point. So whether the thing happened instantly or not does not change the fact that something is happening. So every time you call upon the Lord in faith, something is happening. Whether you can feel it or not, whether you can know it or not, something is happening. Yeah, so God is ready when is ready. when your faith. It also means that God is not ready when your faith is not ready. God is not ready when your faith is not. And then I was telling the sister that that the Lord made me to understand that most times when people come forward for prayers, and then the man of lay hands on them and pray for them to receive healings, to receive miracles. Yeah, the Lord revealed to me that most of those prayers is not what actually does the healing. Most of those prayers is just to stir up the faith of the people. Yeah, it is Jesus that does the healing. So most times the anointing is just to stir up your faith, or maybe I should say to deal with those things that is not allowing you to believe God. Yeah, you know, in this meeting we always pray on the water. Yeah. I always pray on water for God to use it for you. Yeah. Do you know that much of what the water is to do is just to stir up your feet? Because it's not actually the water that does the healing. It is Jesus that does the healing. And then the Lord also revealed to me that the reason why some people, when they are being prayed for, they will fall down and be unconscious for some minutes, and then by the time they wake up, they are already healed. He said it's because if their minds were active, they might not be healed. So that he made them unconscious so that their mind will not stop what he wants to do in their bodies. I don't know if you are getting my point. God, you know, wants to do something in their lives, but their minds, because their minds is so full of unbelief, so full of doubts, so full of fear. So God decided to knock them out for a few minutes or seconds. That is, they kind of were distracted for a few seconds or minutes, so that God can do what he wants to do. God bypassed their mind. I don't know if you are getting my point, because if their minds were included, they might not get the miracle. So some of them, they just passed out. When the anointing falls upon them, they just fall down and pass out. And by the time they would come back to their consciousness, they were already, you know, they have been healed. So God was telling me that if he did not do that, if their minds were active, they would not be healed. Because their mind would have stopped him, because they don't have faith that is enough for what he wants to do. Yeah, so which implies that the problem is our faith. Not really that God is far. It's not that God, as on certain times he used to walk, and then he doesn't walk at certain times. Yeah, even this man that was healed in John chapter 5 was healed on the Sabbath day, which was believed by the people that God doesn't walk on the Sabbath day. So God doesn't have a time he's walking and a time he's not walking. So the power of God is always walking. Yeah, and I learned these things I'm telling you. I learned them through pains. I learned them the hard way. But I'm teaching you so that you won't learn the hard way. Yeah, because before I used to think that God has some time he used to walk. So maybe that's why when we pray, sometimes we don't get any result. And then when we pray, at another time we get results. So I was thinking that God has some special time he used to walk. And then that God's miracles have some special time they should happen. Yeah, but I was wrong. Because there's nothing like that. The power of God is always working. The power to answer prayers is always present. But the problem is our faith. And the fact that some of us, we are looking for fast food answers. Yeah, we just want everything to happen very fast, like magic. Whereas God wants you to persist in prayers. God wants you to persist in faith. He doesn't want you to stop. He wants you to continue because he's working. Every time you pray, he's doing something. I pray that God will help you. Let us move to point number 2. God is sure of himself. God is sure of himself. Let us look at 2 Timothy chapter 2. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 13. If we believe not, yet he abideth faithful. He cannot deny himself. If we believe not, yet he abideth faithful. He cannot deny himself. So which means your unbelief does not change who God is. Your unbelief, your failure to trust him does not change who he is. He remains faithful. He remains powerful. He remains God. Whether you believe or not. Yeah. So he's not the one that loses when you don't believe. It is you that lose when you don't believe. Yeah. Some people, they think I'm a man of God because I need, or how do I put it? Some people think I need their testimonies to show everyone that I'm a man of God. I don't know if you're getting my point. They think I must do everything in my power to make sure that they have testimonies. Because it is through those testimonies I will prove to everyone that I'm still a man of God. Yeah, you know, some people, they don't need to talk. When I look at them, I know what they're thinking. Yeah, even when I read their text messages, I know what they're thinking. Yeah. So God have given me such discernment. So they think that their testimonies is how I will continue to be a man of God. I don't know if I get my point. They feel like, man of God, I have come to you for prayers. And then in their mind, they are saying, make sure you pray very well so that I get this testimony because when I share the testimony, it will show everyone that indeed you are a man of God. Yeah. But that is foolish. Yeah. Because they are the ones that lose if they don't believe in God. Yeah. Yeah, and people have the same approach to God. Yeah, so they feel like God have to do this to show that He's God. Yeah, God need to do this for me to show that He's God. You are getting it wrong. God don't have to do it to show that He's God. He is God, whether He does it or not. Yeah, He doesn't change anything. Yeah, so if you believe it's for your own benefit, it's not to make God, your faith doesn't make God more powerful. Neither does your unbelief make Him less powerful. He remains powerful, whether you believe or not. I don't know if you're getting something. He remains God, whether you believe or not. Yeah, so when you believe, you are doing yourself good. Yeah, it's not Him you are doing good. Though some men of God have really... They have really spoiled things. Yeah, they have painted God as who he is not. And it has made many people really lose faith in God. Yeah, if we present God to people as He is, the people are likely to get helps from God that when we present God to people differently. So what I'm saying is that some preachers, they are presenting a kind of a God that is begging from people. A God that needs people to continue to be God, needs people's faith and approval to continue to be God. That's not the kind of God we serve. Yeah, He doesn't need anyone's help to continue to be God. In fact, He doesn't need anyone's faith to continue to be God. He is sure of Himself. So when you believe, you are not doing Him any good. You are doing yourself the good. I pray that the Lord help you. Yeah, because these are issues. that is affecting Christians a lot. Let's move to point number three. Point number three says, belief is profit. Belief is profit. Believe God's prophet, or maybe I should use believe God's messengers. Believe those God has sent into your life. Believe them. Even as you believe God, believe those people. Let's look at 2 Chronicles. 2 Chronicles chapter 20. I believe you always read these scriptures. Every time I call the scriptures, I believe you always open your Bibles to read along. 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 20. And they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe is profit, so shall ye prosper. Yeah. The man that was talking here is a king of a nation, the king of Judah, Jehoshaphat. Yeah, so he's not saying, he wasn't telling the people to believe in him. He was not the prophet. He was just a king. But earlier before this verse, the people had gathered together to pray because of the situation they found themselves. They needed intervention from God. They needed God to speak. They needed help from above. And as they continued to pray, the Bible tells us that the Holy Ghost came upon one of them. So that one of them that has the gift of prophecy. And the Holy Ghost spoke through that person. And all of them were encouraged in their faith. It wasn't immediately the person spoke that they got the intervention. But that prophecy encouraged their faith. And it was because of that prophecy that all of them were marching into this wilderness, because they were going to face the enemy without weapons. They were going to face the enemy without any fighting instrument. Why? Because they believed God's prophets. Though they cannot see God, but they can see his prophets. And they can hear from his prophets. So they believe. They believe God, and then they believe that they believe the message he has given through his prophet. Yeah, and because of that, they went forth into battle without any instrument, any equipment of war, without any weapon. They trust in the message that came through God's prophet. I don't know if you get the point. They believed in his prophet, and they took steps. They took action. They believed in God first, and then they believed in God's prophet, and they took action. And signs and wonders followed. You can read the rest of the story. Second Chronicles chapter 20, you can read the rest. God fought for them from heaven. Why? Because they took action. Now, my point is that, do you believe in his prophets? Do you believe that God is speaking through his servants to the point that you're able to take action you're able to take action when you hear his instruction from his servant, his directions from his servant? You know, many times people that don't even belong to this ministry, they get more blessings when I pray for them than those that are part of our platforms. Yeah, and I begin to ask myself, why is it that people that are not even an active member of my ministry, why do they get a lot of testimonies and breakthroughs than people that are actually following everything I do? They're always part of the prayer sessions, always part of the Bible study classes, always following this, always following that. Why is that those people hardly get anything from the anointing in my ministry? Yeah, then I begin to think that it's possible that even the people that you think they really believe in you, it's possible that they don't actually believe. They are just following. They are just like spectators. Or they just feel like, this person does sound nice. I just like to hear him speak. Yeah, because he sounds nice. He always sounds interesting. Yeah, so let's join the next meeting. Let me just hear him speak. Well, that's how you will continue to hear him speak. And nothing will happen in your life. Yeah, so when you want changes in your life, believe in God's prophets. Believe in whatever they say. Take actions. When God gives instructions through them, believe and follow it. There was a time a sister from our ministry left her place because she stays in another state in this country. She said she just needs to see me. So she traveled from that place to where I was staying, that she just need to see me. So I was like, anything I want to tell you, I can just tell you over the phone. But she said, I will not understand, that she just wants to see me, and that she's not even coming to see me because of me, that she's coming because she knows that God is with me, and that anything I say, she believes God is the one that has said it. Yeah, and any prayer I pray, she believes is God touching her. Yeah, so I was surprised because many people don't really, or maybe I should say I've not had many people talk like that to me. Yeah, because when people come to men of God, they don't really see any of that. They just believe, I've come to the man of God. But this person said, I've come to meet your God because I know your God will touch me through you. I know that God will touch me through you. So I've not even come to you, but I've come to God, to the God that is with you. the God that I've sent you. And I know that that God will help me. Yeah. So believing in God's prophet is not like you are idolizing God's prophets. Like you are now making them retake the place of God. It's not like now you trust in the prophet than you trust in God. No. Believing in his prophets means that you have respect and honor for the one God is using for you, for the person God has sent into your family, into your life, to change your life. So it means you have respect and honor for that person. And you don't take that person for a joke. You don't take anything he or she says for a joke. So if he says, this is what God is saying, you receive it because you know that this is the lost prophet. I don't know if I get to my point. So you believe in God's prophet because of his God. Yeah, because you know God is with him. And God can do anything through him. You can read about many mighty things God have done through his prophets in the scriptures. You will see that there are some of those prophets that there is literally nothing that God cannot do through them. Literally nothing. All they need is to talk to God on your behalf. That is all they need. And anything they receive from God is what is going to happen in your life. It doesn't matter what it is. You know, Elijah asked Elisha, he said, what can I do for you before I'll be taken away? It means Elijah has the capacity to, by God's power, do things for people on earth. Almost anything that is lacking in their lives. Now let's move to point number four. Point number four. Don't let your faith waver after you have been prayed for. Don't let your faith waver after you have been prayed for. Don't let your faith shake after you have been prayed for. Let's look at James chapter 1. James chapter 1, verse 6 to 7. But let him ask in faith, not wavering. I mean, it says, but let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. Verse 7. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. Yeah. Let not that man. A man with a wavering faith. That is when the man of God is praying. That is the last time you had faith. Yeah, there are some people in this ministry that they only have faith when they join prayer session. And when they join our prayer session. when they are out of that prayer meeting, no more faith. So they dropped the faith. They had faith at the prayer session, and then they dropped the faith at that prayer session. After the prayer session, no more faith. After receiving the declarations, you know, every time we do prayer sessions, there's always a closing prayer. How many of you believe in the power of those closing prayers? I've had people, in fact, there's a sister here that told me how she, how she took those closing prayers. She edited those closing prayers out of the other prayers, and she I don't know how she did that, but it's more like when you cut the closing prayers of all the prayer sessions one by one and then compile them in one audio, and then every time she listened to those declarations as I would tell the people, raise up your right hand, let me pray for you. So she's always receiving those declarations, and she was seeing signs and wonders. Yeah, so many of you even believe in those prayers, those closing prayers, that after you have prayed, then I will say, raise up your right hand and let me pray for you. How many of you even believe that those prayers carry great power? And after you have received such declarations, you just drop the faith there. You don't believe that the things that you have received when you were prayed for, you don't believe that they continue to happen even after the prayer session. Yeah, so we lose miracles when our faith begins to waver, just like the waves of the sea. When your faith is not stable, it's just going up and down, shaking to the left, to the right, shaking to the left. When your faith is not stable, you lose many things. Now, you think God is like a man. God is not a man. There are many things I got wrong when I was growing in my walk with God. But I thank God that my eyes were opened. So, you see, God does not have any respect for your fastings and prayers, when your faith begins to shake. I learned that in a hard way. Yeah, that even after you have prayed, let's say you have prayed for 9 hours, 8 hours, and then you feel like, yes, I have prayed enough. Now I'm expecting the miracle. Do you know that God has no respect for those long hours prayers? If after those prayers your faith began to shake and your faith begins to waver, I'm telling you, you will get nothing from God. I know what I'm saying. Yeah, because I learned these things the hard way. Yeah. So I thought, I've done all the sacrifices. I've done all the midnights. There was a time that I cannot even count how many midnight prayers I've done. I mean, I can't even count how many midnights. Every day I'm praying in the midnight. I mean, every midnight. I don't even know whether it's up to 50 or 100 midnights. At a stretch, I'm always praying every midnight. For a very long time. Yeah. So then I would think, all these sacrifices I have done, why am I still not seeing changes? But God began to point those, he began to point to me what I have not gotten right. He began to show me that you can pray, you can fast, you can do midnight prayers, but make sure your faith don't waver. Make sure your faith don't shake. Otherwise, all those sacrifices will be useless. Yeah, I believe you can see in verse 7, James chapter 1, verse 7, it says, let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. So when you are wavering, when your mind is wavering, your faith is wavering, he said, don't think you receive anything of the Lord. I pray that God will help you. I pray that God will help you. I pray that God will help you. Especially on this matter, matter of faith, I pray that God will help you. If you know the kind of power that is available in this ministry to change the life of everyone, you will really take God very seriously and take everything that God is using us to pass across to you very seriously. But many of you don't really know the kind of power that is available in this ministry. You are still testing. Is there any power here? Can my life really change? So you are going to pray. You are going to pray before. You are going to pray this. You're going to say, Father, my faith is ready. Remember, the number one in this teaching says, God is ready when your faith is ready. So you're going to say, Father, my faith is ready. Show me mercy. Touch me right now. Heal me right now. Help me right now. Open your mouth and begin to talk to him like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, my faith is ready. I will no longer doubt your power. That doubt your strength. Oh Lord, my faith is ready. Continue to talk to him. Say, Father, my faith is ready. Receive miracles from you. Say, Lord, I am not looking for signs before I trust you, before I will believe you. I believe in you. I don't need to feel anything before I believe you. I believe in you. I believe in your word. I believe in your power. Touch me now, Fan. Touch me now, Fan. I believe you're talking to him like that. Touch me now, Lord. I know I have spent many years in with a heart full of doubt and fear and unbelief. But today I repent. I believe you, Lord. My faith is ready. Show me mercy, O Lord. My faith is ready. Even though the problems in my life has been there for a long time, the limitations in my life has been there for a long time, but I still believe in your power. Yeah, because when people go through challenges for a long time, they feel like God does not have the power to solve that problem anymore, which is a lie. Say, Father, I believe in your power. Show me mercy. My faith is ready. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have two more prayer points before I will be praying for you and on your water. You're going to talk to him. You're going to say, Father, do not let the enemy rejoice over my life. Make haste to help me. Say, Father, do not let my enemies rejoice over my life. Do not let my enemies celebrate victory that they have conquered my life. Oh Lord, make haste to help me. Open your mouth and pray like that. Pray like that. Say, Lord, do not let the powers of darkness, the forces of hell, rejoice over my life. Do not let the forces of witchcraft, the agents of darkness, witches and wizards, rejoice over my life. Do not let the powers attacking me succeed over my life. Do not let the kingdoms of darkness attacking me conquer my life. Oh Lord, make haste to help me. Make haste to help me. Let not my enemies rejoice over me. Let not Satan rejoice over me. Let not the kingdoms of darkness rejoice over me. Let them not say, where is God? Where is our God? Oh Lord, to help me. Make haste to heal me. Make haste to deliver me. Make haste to fight for me. Don't allow my attackers rejoice over me. Don't rejoice over me. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Amen. The last prayer point before I pray you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help my faith not to waver. Help my faith not to waver, so that your power can produce results in my life. Help my faith not to waver. Help my faith not to waver. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. Help my faith not to waver. Holy Spirit, help my faith not to waver, so that your power can produce transformation in my life. So that your power can produce great signs and wonders in my life. Help me not to trust in man. Help me not to trust in anything else beside you. Help me, Lord, to be strong in faith, to be steadfast in faith, so that your power can produce great changes in my life. Help me, Jesus. Help me, Jesus. Help me, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I'm going to be praying for you and your water. So I believe you have gotten ready some water. Yeah, hold that water in your hands or place it before you. Yeah, God is able to walk through elements like water. Yeah, because of the tendencies in man to be weak in faith. So these things can help your faith. Yeah, that is why we pray on elements like in the scriptures. Apostle Paul prayed on handkerchiefs. Because even while your faith is struggling to be strong, God can use those things to help your faith. Yeah, because your faith must not shake to receive from God. Yeah, your faith must not shake. Let us pray. Father, we thank you because you are so faithful. Thank you for your power that is always available. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your authority and dominion that is ever present in heaven and in the earth and under the earth. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for showing us that our healing is now. For showing us that now is the day of our healing. That now is the day you will heal your people. That now is the day you will heal their spirits, souls, and bodies. Oh Lord, I ask that you connect everyone here to their healings right now. In the name of Jesus, connect everyone here to their healings, right now, in the name of Jesus. I ask, O Lord, that whatsoever is standing between them and their testimonies, between them and their miracles, between them and their freedom, let your fire destroy them all. In the name of Jesus. All the limitations of fear, all the limitations created by fear, created by doubt, created by unbelief, so that your blessings and miracles will not happen in their lives. Let your fire, O Lord, crush them all. In the name of Jesus. I pray for you that today is your day of healing. Today is your day of God's visitation. Today is your day of deliverance. Today is your day of breakthroughs and victories, and so shall it be. In the name of Jesus. I pray that the anointing and power of Jesus that produces instant healings and deliverances and miracles enter into the water you have placed before the Lord right now. The anointing, the fire, the anointing, the fire, the anointing, the fire that produces instant miracles, instant deliverance, instant healing, instant victory. Enter into this water right now in Jesus' name. I pray that the hand of God do surgeries in your body system. As you drink this water, the hand of God and his angels shall perform surgeries in your bodies. In the name of Jesus. Surgeries that will produce your healing and deliverance. Surgeries in your soul that will produce your healing and deliverance. And surgeries in your spirit that will produce your healing and deliverance. Let them begin to happen now. By the entrance of this water into your body system. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. holy name.